Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. That's where Sudan and Rwanda scored victories Tuesday to advance to the semifinals of the CECAFA Cup, Africa's oldest annual international football tournament. Both teams needed penalty kicks to go through after scoreless draws during regulation time. Sudan eliminated neighbor South Sudan 5-3 on penalty kicks. And Rwanda ousted defending champion Kenya, also 5-3 on penalty kicks. Sudan and Rwanda will play in one semifinal on Thursday in Addis, and Ethiopia will host Uganda in the other. Our African football guru David Legg says the Cranes of Uganda advance Monday with another inspirational performance by their teenage captain.
The Ugandans had the easier passage. They beat the Malawi Flames by 2-0 at the Addis Ababa Stadium. Captain Farouk Mia, who we've mentioned recently on the Sunny Side of Sport as a name to watch, he has just turned 18 and he is captaining the national senior team. So a big high five there to Farouk Mia, doing very well indeed. He scored his third goal of the tournament to put the Cranes ahead. And Okuti scored 2 minutes into the second half, and that was basically it. As far as Uganda were concerned, they were well on top and they preserved that 2-goal lead. The second quarterfinal, Sonny, a much closer affair in which Ethiopia won a penalty shootout against the Tanzanians. John Boko gave Tanzania the lead midway through the first half, but midway through the second half, Ethiopia equalized with Panom converting a penalty. And then in the shootout, the Tanzanians unfortunately fluffed two of their kicks. So they lost out. Not the best of times, these, Sonny, for the Tanzanians. Just a couple of weeks ago, that 7-0 hiding from Algeria in a World Cup qualifier in Blida. And now they're out of the CECAFA Cup at the quarterfinal stage.
David, Etoile Sahel celebrating the CAF Confederation Cup championship by beating Orlando Pirates 2-1 on aggregate. And I remember David Legg gazing into his crystal soccer ball and saying, "My heart says Pirates, but my head says Etoile Sahel." And David, your head once again proved correct.
Yes, I mean, my heart, you know, it's highly suspect at the best of times. Always go with my head. I'm not taking too much credit for this one because really I based it on home advantage. Pirates put up a really good fight and 1-0 indicates a close match, and that's exactly what happened. Of course, Sonny, the match overshadowed in the build-up by the killing of 12 presidential guards in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, by a suicide bomber. And this really led to all sorts of changes to the CAF Confederation Cup final. The kickoff was brought forward by 4.5 hours. Instead of being a nighttime match, it was a mid-afternoon game. And then the Tunisian Interior Ministry, they decided to cut the crowd from a capacity 25,000 down to 10,000. Trust me, I watched the game on TV and there were very few empty spaces. So I think at 12, might have gone to the Tunisian ministry and said, "Listen, national pride is at stake here. We have not won a CAF title since 2008. We need our supporters. We need that ground full." And those supporters were absolutely fantastic, Sonny. They did not stop singing, and it looked like a sort of a jog, a mini jog at least, from start to finish. Tremendous energy. And Pirates were up against it, and they fell behind midway through the first half. But they were the architects of their own misery, because a cross was miscued by Happy Jele, the captain. The goalkeeper, Felipe Avono, grasped at the ball but just couldn't hold on to it. And it was that man again, Amar Jamal. He's a centre-back, but he's always up scoring goals for Etoile Sahel. He bundled the ball over the line. And that, Sonny, was his fifth goal of the season out of 20 Etoile scored in total in the CAF Confederation Cup. And he is a centre-back. Somebody is going to tell this man, your job is to block shots, to stop goals going in, not going forward to score them. He also scored in the first leg of the final, so it's obviously, Sonny, a name you don't mention on the streets of Soweto at the moment is Amar Jamal, because he was a one-man wrecking ball who destroyed the dreams and ambitions of Orlando Pirates. Pirates also had their chances, two in particular, one in each half. And then right at the death, they were awarded a free kick just outside the box. But unfortunately, Wayne's good effort got over the wall, but Matluti, the veteran Tunisian goalkeeper, made an acrobatic parry to push the ball to safety. Over the two legs, Sonny, I felt Etoile were just a better team. I think Pirates have got some better individuals, but as a collective force, I felt the Tunisians were stronger. Another place where I felt the Tunisians had the edge was in the coaching department. And that's not really surprising because Eric Tinkler, the Pirates coach, he's in his first full season with the Soweto Buccaneers, and he's 45 years of age. Opposing him was the 65-year-old Fawzi Benzarti. Now, Fawzi Benzarti has coached every team in Tunisia many times. He's a really widely traveled, experienced man. He's also worked in Morocco. He's worked in Libya. And you could just see that he seemed to be able to pick out the weaknesses in the Pirates team better than Tinker was able to pick out the weaknesses in the Etoile lineup. But all said, Sonny, a good final, two close, gripping matches. The standard of football not always fantastic, but really close. Pirates in contention right up to the final whistle of the second leg. And overall, a much better viewing experience than the CAF Champions League final, in which TP Mazembe were streets ahead of USM Algier.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association news, the defending champion Golden State Warriors held on for their NBA record 19th consecutive win to start the season after a 106-103 win over the host Utah Jazz Monday night. Sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry, the league's reigning most valuable player, once again sparked the Warriors with the score tied at 101 and only 51 seconds left in the game. Curry hit a three-point shot from the left wing to give the Warriors the lead. Curry then hit two free throws to seal the victory. Steph ended up with a game-high 26 points. His partner in Golden State's prolific backcourt, Klay Thompson, added 20 points for the Warriors, who have won 23 straight games dating to last season. Elsewhere around the NBA, if you tuned into Monday's Sunny Side of Sports, you heard me report how Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant is planning to retire after this, his 20th NBA season. Kobe made the announcement in a written reflection at the Players Tribunal, a sports website. Later, during a news conference at the Staples Center Arena in Los Angeles, where the Lakers play their home games, Kobe talked about his decision.
I mean, a decision like this, you can't make that decision based on, you know, outside circumstances. I mean, it has to be an internal decision. And finally, I just had to just accept the fact that I don't want to do this anymore. You know, and I'm okay with that. And, you know, once I accepted that, then it became time to just let everybody know. I mean, why not? I mean, it's just, you know, it takes a load off my shoulders and everybody else's, and I think it's just the right thing to do. You know, once I went through the process of figuring out what I wanted to say and who was I saying it to, and it became extremely easy for me. And the, once I decided I wanted to speak to the game itself, which sounds really weird, but I've never actually spoken to the game. You know, it's always been to the fans or been to teammates or, you know, things of that nature. But never actually told the game how I felt. And once I decided to write it from that perspective, then the words just came in a matter of minutes.
Since Kobe Bryant made his retirement announcement, tributes have been pouring in around the NBA from some of Kobe's opponents, as well as former players and coaches, as well as fans. Kobe won 5 NBA championships with the Lakers, and he was selected for the NBA All-Star team 17 times. In addition, Kobe was named the NBA's most valuable player in 2008, and he also won 2 Olympic gold medals with the USA men's team at the Beijing Games in 2008 and the London Games in 2012. In recent years, 37-year-old Kobe Bryant has been hobbled by injuries, and that definitely contributed to his decision. Kobe said his body knows it's time to say goodbye. I think Kobe might have also taken a look at the Lakers' record this season and thought to himself, yeah, I think it is time to say goodbye. Lakers have been lousy to start the season. They have a record of 2 wins and 14 losses. But maybe Kobe and the Lakers can win tonight because they're going up against the hapless, yes, hapless Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has lost all 18 games of the season so far. Worst team in the NBA. So maybe Kobe and the Lakers can pick up a win tonight. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yeheyas Wuhi and Kim Lewis.